Hi, everybody. It's Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and we start the program this week with Chet Baker. Chet Baker from September 1958, Hotel 49 was the name of it, on the Riverside label, a package called Chet Baker in New York. And in addition to Chet Baker on trumpet, Johnny Griffin was there on tenor, Al Haig piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. It's Jazz Oasis. Here's Wynton Kelly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just like that, Johnny Griffin from February 1958 on the Riverside label. Piece was called Little John. Came off a package called Way Out. And in addition to Johnny Griffin on the tenor, Kenny Drew on piano, Wilbur Ware on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. That rounded out our set. Let's see, before that we had two moody piano pieces. First was Wynton Kelly, Love I've Found You from July 1961 off a package called Autumn Leaves on the VJ label. Wynton Kelly piano, Sam Jones bass, Jimmy Cobb on the drums. And we followed that with Bill Evans. Bill Evans live at the Village Vanguard on the Riverside label. This goes back to June of 1961. And My Man's Gone. Scott LaFaro on bass, Paul Motian on the drums. Wynton Kelly, Bill Evans, and Johnny Griffin here on Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. Let's grab a set of sides here. We've got three in a row by Ben Webster. We'll be right back. And there's a set by Ben Webster, rounded out with Ben's version of Chelsea Bridge. Chelsea Bridge goes back to Duke Ellington Orchestra in 1941. It was always a showpiece for Johnny Hodges. And Ben Webster was in the orchestra at the time when they first started to play it. So it's only natural, I guess, that he'd have a pretty sensitive version of it. This particular version is from May of 1954. It was arranged by Billy Strayhorn, who played piano here. It was Ben Webster in front of the Ralph Burns Orchestra on the Verve label. It dates, again, from May 1954. Before that, Ben with one that he played quite often and recorded quite often, a thing called Pouting. This done in February of 1953 with the Modern Jazz Quartet. John Lewis, piano, Milt Jackson, vibes. Percy Heath on the bass. Kenny Clark was there on the drums. Pouting by Ben Webster. And we began the set. Ben Webster from July 1958. Piece called Fajista. It came off an album on the Verve label, The Soul of Ben Webster. In addition to Ben, Art Farmer was there on trumpet, Harold Ashby on a second tenor, Jimmy Jones piano, Mundell Lowe guitar, Milt Hinton bass, and Dave Bailey on the drums. Ben Webster three times here on Jazz Oasis. Up next, we've got Blue Mitchell.
Thank you.
Oscar Peterson, just a sittin' and a rockin' from December 1952, originally on the Mercury label. Oscar Peterson on piano, Barney Kessel guitar, Ray Brown on the bass. It rounds out our set. We started out with Blue on Blue by Blue Mitchell from March 1962. It was on the Riverside label off a package called A Sure Thing. Well-known players there in addition to Blue Mitchell on trumpet. You had Clark Terry trumpet, Julius Watkins on flugelhorn, Jerome Richardson was there on alto, Jimmy Heath tenor, Pepper Adams baritone, Wynton Kelly piano, Sam Jones bass, and Tootie Heath on the drums. That was Blue Mitchell. Then we listened to Sonny Stitt and a version of Don't Worry About Me. That was on the Chess label from May of 1951. Stitt on tenor, Junior Mance piano, Eugene Wright bass, Teddy Stewart on drums. And then another interesting version of Don't Worry About Me, this time played by Sonny Stitt. 8 years later, this was on the Roost label on the Sunny Side of Stitt from September 1959. Sonny on tenor, Jimmy Jones piano, Roy Haynes drums, unknown bass player. So two versions of Don't Worry About Me, both of them by Sonny Stitt. And we wrapped it up with Oscar Peterson, just a sittin' and a rockin'. You've been listening to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. We're here every week at the same time with a lot of great modern jazz. We'll be back next week at the same time. We hope you'll join us then. To take us on out of the hour, let's call on Oscar Peterson again, this time from the Cole Porter songbook and Why Can't You Behave?